All right, let's turn tonight to Matthew chapter 6, and we're continuing our study this evening on the subject of perfecting holiness in the fear of God. And last week we introduced the first principle of establishing holiness in our lives, and we talked about the importance of authority and who it is that we belong to, and that idea of ownership, and the reminder from the Scriptures that we are not our own. And as I was preaching last week, we made mention of the principle which we're going to deal with tonight, and that is the principle of priority. And I made just a couple of comments about the importance of priorities. And there is an overlap between the ownership that God has in our life and then the place of priority that He deserves in our life. I want you to look with me tonight at Matthew chapter 6, and we're going to look at verse 33 and 34 as our text this evening, and then we want to talk for a little while tonight about the principle of priority. As we think about how do I make decisions that please the Lord, how do I live a holy life, how am I careful about the choices that I make so that those choices will honor and glorify the Lord in my life, what are some principles that can help me in those decisions? And the principle of priority, I think, is incredibly helpful to us. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, "But seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Take therefore no thought for the morrow, for the morrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof." Notice that Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." The principle of priority says this: all of the decisions in my life should be based upon the premise that pleasing God is my first priority. I'm going to say that again. All of the decisions in my life should be based upon the premise that pleasing God is my first priority. Priorities are funny things. You know, the truth is that all of us know what it is to struggle with priorities. In fact, when we think about a lot of the struggles that we have in our Christian life, a lot of the confusion that we experience at times about the will of God in our life is really a case of misplaced priorities. Priorities can get mixed up in our lives, and next thing you know, we're struggling with a decision which we really shouldn't be struggling with. It should be very clear to us. We should know exactly what God wants us to do, but because we've allowed our priorities to get mixed up, it has an effect in our life. And particularly when it comes to holiness and sanctification and the choices that we make regarding these practical areas of living a separated life, much of the confusion in the decisions that we make comes from elevating low-level priorities into a higher plane than they really deserve. So it becomes very confusing when we take a low-level priority and we elevate it to a place near to or above God's will for our life. And you say, what are you speaking about, Pastor? Well, take a low-level priority like my pleasure, my enjoyment in life, my sense of being entertained or having fun, and take that, what is really a low-level priority, and put it up here, and all of a sudden, something that should be very clear becomes confusing. Why? Because we've elevated a priority to a place that it doesn't belong in, and in doing so, it's displaced things that are higher priorities. That's why people struggle, for instance, with decisions, and here they're giving themselves over to enjoyment and fun and neglecting their family. And you say, what's going on with that? Well, it's really a problem of priorities. And when we have our priorities in the right place, we find a lot of decisions become very clear that were confusing before. Now, it's also true that many times we have a priority system or a value system that is at work in our life, and we haven't even really thought about it. So all of us have a priority system. All of us have a value system in our lives, but not many of us have really sat down and thought about it carefully and asked ourselves, now what is the first priority, and what is the second priority, and what is the third priority? What are the things that I value in my life, and is that the right order that they should be in? We need to be careful to think through our priority system or our value system and make sure that when we make decisions, we are weighting things in the proper way. I'll give you a physical example, which is a little bit silly, but it applies. And let's just say that you were going to go out and buy a car. And you had a certain amount of money, and you were looking for a vehicle. And so when you went to look at the vehicle, the first question that you asked was, does it have heated seats? And the people said, it has heated seats. And you said, could I test those out? Well, why, certainly, you can test those out. And you sit down and they start the car up, and you sit down and you press the switch. And by the way, I like heated seats. And you sit down and you feel the seat get warm under you, and you say, sure enough, it's got heated seats. I want this car. Now, I mean, there's nothing wrong with heated seats. But of all the things that you think about when you're buying a car, there's a couple of other things that might be more important than that. For instance, you might want to put it in gear and make sure that the transmission works. Because if all you're worried about is having heated seats, you might just buy a car that doesn't move from point A to point B. You see how having the, or switching your priorities. And I'm not saying that if you were looking for a car, you might say, well, that's a kind of an important thing to me, but there are things that are more important than that. And in our life, in the decisions that we make, we have to learn how to prioritize the values of our life and make sure that we get things in the right place. Jesus says in Matthew chapter 6 and verse 33, very clearly, the first place belongs to God. Seek ye first the kingdom of God. And I'm going to say this tonight, and we're going to try to demonstrate this through the course of the message. If you get first things first, if you get the first thing in the right place, then the other things will flow in order. But if you get first place out of first place and put it somewhere else, everything is going to be messed up. The first thing I want you to consider tonight is this, that you and I should evaluate what we are pursuing. Have you given much thought to, why do I do the things that I do? Why am I living the way that I am living? Why am I making the choices that I am making? Why am I working the job that I am working? Why are we living in the place where we are living? These are good questions to ask. And you should ask yourself, what is it that I am looking for? What am I seeking? You notice in Matthew 6:33, Jesus said, seek ye first. Now the word seek means to look for diligently. It has the idea of aiming for something. It has the idea of a pursuit that you are after. And I want you to understand tonight that every single one of us, young, middle-aged, and old, we are all looking for something. We are all pursuing something. We are all seeking after something, but we're not always thinking much about what it is that we are looking for. Jesus said, seek ye first the kingdom of God. I'm reminded of a verse in Lamentations chapter 3 and verse 25 where the scripture tells us, the Lord is good unto them that wait for him, to the soul that seeketh him. Can I ask you a question tonight? Are you genuinely and passionately seeking after God? In your life, are you pursuing that relationship with God? Are you, as it were, hard after the trail of God, looking for His hand in your life, desiring His will, looking to fulfill that which He wants you to do in your life. Because if you're not consciously seeking after God, I guarantee you tonight, you're not seeking after God at all. Because that's a conscious choice that you have to make. See, you and I need to evaluate what it is that we are pursuing. Did you ever get in the car to drive somewhere? Start the car, get out of the driveway, get on the road and start driving, and just, you know, habit takes over and you're turning and you're going, and suddenly a few minutes later you ask yourself, where am I going? This happened to me not too long ago, and I realized that I was going the wrong way. I just, autopilot took over. I started thinking about something else and forgot where I was going. And next thing I know, I'm on the other side of town. What am I doing over here? This isn't where I'm going. And then I had to go to where I needed to go. And you say, well, you're just getting older. Well, you know, the truth of the matter is, I just wasn't thinking. And I let autopilot take over. And what happened was, I was going a particular direction that we frequently go, and I just didn't think about it. And next thing I know, I'm not where I need to be. You know, that happens in our Christian life sometimes. If we're not really purposeful, if we're not seeking first the kingdom of God, we're going to find ourselves on autopilot, and then we're going to wake up and say, how did I get over here? Why is my life structured this way? This isn't how I want to be living. I want to be pursuing after the will of God. That's why we have to seek. We need to evaluate. We need to really think about where we're going with our life. I think it's valuable for us to take time on a frequent basis, at least a yearly basis, to say, am I living my life the way that God wants me to live it? Am I doing the things that God wants me to do? Am I achieving the goals that God would have me to pursue after in my life? Seek first the kingdom of God. But you notice in verse 33, before the word seek, there is a conjunction. It's a conjunction of contrast where Jesus says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. Why does Jesus use the term but? Well, it's because it is possible for you and I to have the wrong desires and the wrong pursuits. It's possible for us to be seeking the wrong thing. That's why Jesus says, but seek ye first the kingdom of God. We need a wake-up call sometimes to say, hey, where are you going? What are you doing with your life? Now, before this, in verse 32, Jesus talked about something that some people had as a priority. And those particular people were Gentiles. Now, Jesus is using the term Gentiles in the sense of people who don't know God. And he says, you know, people who don't know God have a certain priority list. They have certain things that they are after in life. And should it be a newsflash to us that if you are a believer, your priorities should be different than the world around you?
Amen.
But sadly, a lot of Christians just buy into the world's priority system, and they say, well, that's the value system that I'm going to live after as well. We have to be so careful because we're not like them. God has made us new creatures in Christ Jesus. There should be a different priority system that we operate by. Now, why is this? Why is it that a believer should have a different value system or a different priority list? It is because of this. Relationship changes your priorities. Think about that. Relationship changes your priorities. I'm going to take my boys fishing in the morning, as long as it doesn't rain all night, and then the river will be too high. I haven't been fishing in a long time, to be honest with you. And we were digging around, finding some stuff, and they're interested in fishing right now, and I was digging out some of my things, and I told Titus, I said, I've got a fishing vest back in the garage, you know, and he went and he dug around, he found the fishing vest, and he brought it back in. I have a fishing license on that vest. And I looked at the year, which was the last time that I seriously fished. Now, I've fished since then, but not much. 1999. That was the last time. And the lures and everything in there, they're all from 1999, just like I left it. I just, you know, there it is. And I thought, now, you know, there was a time when I really enjoyed fishing, and I would get out and go fishing a lot. But, you know, some things happened in my life. Got married in 2002. Then we started having kids, and our kids were little, and, you know, it's hard to take a 2 or 3 year old fishing. You can, but it's dangerous. So, you know, up until recently, that hasn't really been on the priority list. And it's not just fishing. There's a whole bunch of other things. Somebody asked me the other day, do you ever golf? I said, man, I can't remember the last time. I have golf clubs. I can't remember the last time I took my golf clubs for a walk. It's probably for the best of everybody that I haven't done that in a while. But you know what happened was, when my wife and I got married, relationship affected my priorities. Where before, things that I had time for, things that were more important to me, kind of went on the back burner because I had a new relationship and that became a very important priority. Are you following what I'm saying? So if you have a vibrant, strong relationship with God, then it stands to reason that that should affect your priorities. And if your priorities look almost exactly like your unsaved neighbor, that should give you pause and should cause you to say, wait a second, why am I living like someone who doesn't even know the Lord? Because your priorities certainly should be different. If you turn to Revelation chapter 2, hold your place in Matthew 6 and turn to Revelation chapter 2. There's a statement here in Revelation 2, which you'll recognize it right away when we get there to verse number 4. The Lord is talking to the church at Ephesus, and he says this to them, nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. You see, there was a priority love that was expected of the church at Ephesus, and they had stepped away from that. Now, they hadn't stopped doing a lot of the things that they were known for. They had continued being a church, and they had continued going through the motions, but they had lost their passion for their relationship with God. They had left their first love. You know, I want you to understand tonight that priorities are really determined by our love. What do we love? To go back to that illustration about fishing, why am I all of a sudden digging my fishing stuff back out? Well, it comes back again to relationship. Because I've got a couple boys that I love who are really interested in fishing, and I want to spend time with them. It's not so much about the fishing as it is I want to be with them. I want to spend time with them and show them that I care about them. So now all of a sudden that starts to fit back into my priority list. You know, our love does a lot of our deciding for our priorities. And that's why a lot of Christians are struggling with their priorities, because, to be honest with you, the person that they love the most is themselves. And when you love yourself the most, that's going to flip your priority system upside down from what it should be biblically. And some of you are not sure what you think about that. But you know, the Apostle Paul said something in Philippians chapter 2 and verse 21. He said, for all seek their own, not the things which are Jesus Christ's. What does that mean? Well, to be honest with you, it's very easy for us to fall into the trap of self-love and to allow our priorities to be arranged by the things that please me, and to look at, what do I want and how do I want to live? And so it's important for us to take a moment, maybe a lot of moments, and reflect and say, okay, God, what are my priorities? What are my values? What are the things that I am allowing to be in first place in my life? Now, what are some common errors of pursuit? Back in our text in Matthew chapter 6, in the context, the main thing that Jesus is warning about, and the reason that he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, is this, that many people get hung up seeking or pursuing after material needs. Now, he specifically mentions some things in verse 31. He says, "Therefore, take no thought, saying, 'What shall we eat?' or 'What shall we drink?' or 'Wherewithal shall we be clothed?'" Now, that's interesting, because if you stop for just a moment and think about how much of your day is given over to what shall we eat, what shall we drink, and wherewithal shall we be clothed? We spend a lot of time on that, don't we? We give a lot of priority to those things. Now, obviously, we need to eat. And for some of you, you think more about that than others. And I'm thinking especially of those who are responsible for making the meals. And my wife has commented on more than one occasion. Sometimes she feels like she just finished making one meal and barely got it cleaned up, and it's time to start making another meal. And of course, you know, while she's making it, the kids will be coming for snacks. And sometimes it's not just the kids who are coming for snacks. So, you know, we think about eating. We think about drinking. We think a lot about, what am I going to wear, and how am I going to do my hair, and how am I going to look, and how am I going to get cleaned up? Jesus says, okay, now be careful that you don't give so much priority to these temporal things in your life that you neglect that which is eternal. You know, material needs can become the first priority in your life if you're not careful. That's why Jesus said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God." You know, we should seek the kingdom of God before we think about what we're going to eat, before we think about what we're going to drink, before we think about what we're going to wear. Now, these are necessities of life. These are important things. Jesus isn't saying they're unimportant. He's merely saying that there are priorities that are higher than that. And specifically, the priority that should be higher is the kingdom of God. So we should think about, okay, am I in a place where material needs have become the main thing that I'm pursuing? You know, a lot of us spend a lot of our time at a job, and the main purpose of that job, if we're honest, is to get some material wealth so that we can buy the things that we need and the things that we want. And so, you know, we spend a lot of our time in this temporal realm. But is that our first priority? Is that the main thing? Well, if it is, we have a problem. Jesus said in verse 34, another thing that is an error of pursuit is taking thought for the morrow. For the morrow, he says, shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. It's the idea of worrying about tomorrow. And many people have a great concern for the future, and I'm so concerned about what could happen tomorrow or next week or next year, and they're trying to make sure that nothing bad will happen, and you know, Jesus put it rather bluntly, didn't he? Sufficient unto the day is the evil thereof. It's almost like he's saying bad things are going to happen. No matter how much you plan, no matter how many contingency plans that you have, there's going to be something that's going to wreck your plans. And you can spend an awful lot of time preparing for the future. And again, Jesus isn't saying we should never prepare for the future. He's saying that should not be the number one pursuit of our life. I think of another common error. Many people, especially in areas of separation and holiness, they let their first priority be the fear of man. What is everybody going to think of me? You know, if I do that, or if I go to that place, or if I engage in that activity, what is everybody going to think? Well, you know, it is important, our testimony, how it relates, and we'll deal with that in a different principle that we're going to deal with in a later week. It is important how our testimony affects others, but before we worry about what other people think, we should first and foremost be saying, what does God want? He is the first priority. His kingdom is the first priority. By the way, the fear of man causes us to try to please others at the expense of pleasing God. And there are a lot of Christians who struggle with separation merely because they think, I don't want to be seen as weird. I don't want people to think I'm some kind of a wacko. I don't want people to think that I'm just that I'm a fanatic. You know, I don't want to go over the top. Well, before you worry about that, perhaps you should ask, what does God want? What would God's priority be in this situation? By the way, Proverbs 29:25 reminds us, the fear of man bringeth a snare, but whoso putteth his trust in the Lord shall be safe. And I'm saying to you tonight, we should take some time to really evaluate what are my priorities. And then, as you think about, okay, these are my priorities, how does your life line up with your priorities? Because if I ask pretty much any of you, what is your first priority? You know the right answer is my relationship with God. Okay, that's great. That's the first priority. But is that what your life says? Does your life say that your first priority, the most important thing in your life, is your walk with God? You know, a lot of times we have a dissonance between our declared priorities and our actual priorities. And we have to be careful. That's why evaluation is so important. Now, the second thing that I want to point out to you, after we evaluate what we are pursuing and we determine, okay, where am I? Then, second of all, we must choose God's priorities first. Choose God's priorities first. Now, Jesus says it this way, seek ye first the kingdom of God. The Greek word that's translated first is the word proton. It has the idea of being first in arrangement. It is actually an order of importance. In other words, whatever God wants goes to the top of the line, goes to the top of the list. God's wishes come first. God instructs us what should be first. He says the first thing should be the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So it shouldn't be a mystery to us. What should I do, or what should I put first? First should be the kingdom of God. Now, the kingdom of God represents the rule of God in our lives. This means that God's priorities will be my priorities. I want you to think about that for just a moment. What kind of things are important to God? I'll bet if you think about that for a little while, you could come up with a short list of some things that you would say, I know from the Bible that these things are important to God. Then ask yourself the question, are these things important to me? Do I reflect these priorities in my life? I'll give you an example while we're talking. I'm trying to be practical in this. To me, in the Scriptures, it is very, very plain that speaking and sharing the gospel with people is a high priority to God. That is an important part of His kingdom. And the question is, okay, if that is that important to God, is that also important to me? Do I involve myself in sharing the gospel with others? It would stand to reason that if I am seeking first the kingdom of God, then that thing of sharing the gospel would also be very important to me. But of course, we know that there's a breakdown in that sometimes, isn't there, in our Christian life. And so then we realize, okay, there's a dissonance between what I know I should be doing and what I actually am doing. So the kingdom of God is God's rule in our lives. Do you remember what we talked about last week with the principle of ownership? If I actually belong to God and Jesus Christ is on the throne of my life, if I am really living according to the kingdom of God, then shouldn't it make a difference in my choices? Instead of me asking first, what do I want to do? My first question should be, God, what do you want me to do? Amen. How would you want me to decide in this area? Now, he says, seek ye first the kingdom of God, but then notice the second thing that he says, and His righteousness. What is the righteousness of God? Well, that is His judicial holiness. It is the idea that God is faithful to His law. And you and I, should be seeking first the kingdom of God, and then we should also be seeking, and I believe this is not a stretch, we should be seeking holiness in our lives. If the kingdom of God is our priority, then holiness will also be a priority. It concerns me how many professing Christians are not the least bit interested in thinking or talking about holiness. They think any kind of talk about holiness is legalism or is somehow going to constrain them or result in them having to do something that they don't want to do. And what that says to me, and by the way, I understand that sentiment because that is very much how my old man thinks as well. But if I'm seeking first the kingdom of God, then I am going to be concerned about holiness, and I am going to want to live in such a way that it will reflect to the glory of God. Amen. Jesus says, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." I believe that you and I should be concerned about the instructions that God gives to us for our behavior if we are seeking first the kingdom of God. Now, as we are choosing God's priorities, one of the excuses that we often offer about why we can't do that is, well, you just don't know about my circumstances of life. I mean, if you knew how hard I have it, if you knew how difficult it is, if you knew the environment that I'm in, or the family that I was raised in, or the background that I have, or the things that I used to do, and on and on and on it goes. Jesus did not give an out. He said, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." By the way, this idea of seeking, to me, speaks of a journey. It speaks of a process of growth. And I would say tonight that there's not a single one of us that has arrived in this area. We all have a need to choose God's priorities first. To do what Colossians chapter 3, verse number 1 speaks about, "If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God." Then in verse 2 he goes on and says, "Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth." We need to do that, don't we? Amen. We need to set our affection. That idea of setting your affections is to purposely place them on things that are above. Why? Because God knows that our affections are easily pulled to the things that are below. We get caught up in the things that are here. And God wants us to put our affection on things above. He wants us to have heavenly priorities. And so we need to evaluate what we are pursuing, and then we need to choose God's priorities first. We need to submit our priorities to God and say, "Okay, Lord, what would you want in this situation? How would you make this decision? What would most please you? What would Jesus do in this situation?" The third thought, back in our text in Matthew chapter 6, some of you are looking tired. I have the benefit of talking tonight, so I'm not falling asleep. I'm almost done. He says this, "Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness." And what's the last part of verse 33 say? "And all these things shall be added unto you." The third thought tonight is this, expect God to keep His promises. One of the main problems that we have with our priorities is that we tend to fear, if I put God first, then what's going to happen in this area? If I put God first, then how is this going to work out? If I put God first, then what about, and we've always got a contingency, we've always got a, what? But what about, but what about, but what about? I'll give you an example. People say, if I put God first and tithe, then how am I going to pay my bills? You see? Now, what does God say? He says, "Prove me now herewith." He says, "Give and it shall be given unto you." I mean, there's multiple promises in the Word of God about our giving and our attitude towards God. But our response often is fear. Oh no, how can I give it away? I mean, we're barely making it now. If we give it away, then what's going to happen? And what does God say? He says, trust me. Now, it's not just in finances. It's in all different areas of life. We have a struggle in our priorities to say, but if I do it God's way, what about this? And what about that? And what about this thing? And here's the truth. You and I must expect that God will keep his promises. Think about it this way. God is not going to ruin your life if you put him first. He's not going to ruin your life if you put him first. God is not trying to destroy your life. The truth of the matter is that you will destroy your life left to yourself. But God knows what's best. You say, but I obeyed God one time and it didn't turn out too good. I mean, I had some trouble. Well, I don't doubt that you did. You know, God never said if you obey him, you'll never have any trouble. He never said it'll all be easy. It'll be a walk in the park. He never said that. But he did say that we have to trust him. Now, I'll just give you a couple of verses. Hebrews 11:6, you're familiar with. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Do you believe tonight that if you seek God and put him first, that God is going to take care of your needs? That God is going to reward your faith? You know, if you don't believe that, then you're going to have a real struggle with the priorities, aren't you? Because you're always going to be saying, well, I have to put myself first. I have to think of myself first. I have to protect myself. I have to make sure that all my plans are taken care of. And God is saying, no, I want you to seek first the kingdom of God. But Lord, if I seek you first, then what's going to happen over here? Trust me. God says, trust me. Galatians chapter 2 and verse 20, again, is a very familiar verse to most of us. I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Christ liveth in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by the faith of the Son of God who loved me and gave himself for me. We must walk by faith and not by sight. Here's one of the problems that we have with our priorities is we want God to give us proof that it's going to work out the way we want before we put him first. And we adopt the attitude, I'll put you first, God, when you prove it to me. When you do what you promised before I obey you. Doesn't work that way. Then it wouldn't be faith. You see, faith demands that we trust God without seeing the end result. Amen. But simply believing what God has said. Do you know, tonight there is a clarifying value to having a biblical priority system. It clarifies so many things in your life. It makes everything else fall into the right place. I think, you know, there's so many different things going through my head right now that we could use as examples. But I've heard people before talk about this and they say, you know, I'm just so afraid that I'm going to love my husband too much or love my wife too much. Oh, wait a second. If you love God and you put him first and you love him with all your heart, you'll never have to worry about your husband or your wife being in the wrong place. Because what you'll find is that your love for God enables your love for your spouse. Amen. Enables your love for your children. But, you know, I have seen a lot of people struggle with this. And you know, we talk about pendulums of priorities. And we have to be careful about overreacting and overcorrecting. And sometimes families are, you know, they want to do better. They want to have a close-knit family. And young couples, as they start to raise their kids, and they say, you know, we're going to do some things different. And sometimes they can overcorrect. And they say, you know, I'm going to make sure that my kids are a really high priority. Well, You know, your kids ought to be a really high priority, but they better not be a higher priority than God. And if you put your kids in that place, you're going to regret it one day. Keep God first. And then you'll find that God will enable you to love and prioritize your family the way that you ought to. You put your kids above God, and it's going to mess everything up. We could just give lots and lots of illustrations tonight, but I think you understand what I'm saying. If we get our priorities in the right order, it makes everything much easier to decide. It makes things fall into the right order. Sometimes people say, I'm a pastor of the church, so you say you expect me to be in church, right? You do. If I just didn't show up and I wasn't here tonight and you said to my wife, you know, where's Pastor? Oh, he's at home watching a ball game. What? Oh yeah, he's tired tonight and he had to do some work out in the yard and just got tired and didn't feel like coming and so he's just catching a ball game. Now I have a feeling that most of you would be a little bit like, what? That's not right. He's not supposed to do that. The problem is that for a lot of Christians, the reason you think that's not right is because he's the pastor. Yeah. So something that I think should be clear is whether I'm the pastor or not, the house of God, this church family, is a very high priority on my list. I would have to be providentially hindered to not be here in the services, you see? And it's not just because I'm paid as the pastor and because, oh, that's his responsibility, he's supposed to be there. It's because it's a high priority. You see, priorities help us to determine a lot of things in our lives. There's clarifying value. When you know that Jesus Christ is first and that you're seeking first the kingdom of God, it helps to clarify so many decisions. So in conclusion, ask yourself a couple of questions. In my daily decisions, who do I most often choose to please? Do I choose to please myself or God? Am I mostly defaulting to pleasing me or pleasing the Lord? And second question, are there some areas of my life that point to the fact that God is in charge of my life? You say, how would I know that? I mean, some things that you wouldn't do, except for the fact that you know it pleases God and you want to honor Him, and so you are being obedient in that area. Are there some areas that you could point to tonight? If I were to say, hey, give us a couple of examples that would prove to everyone that God is first priority in your life, are there some things that you could point to? Third of all, what is a decision that I am facing right now which is pitting my flesh against the clear will of God? This is the tension that we feel on a frequent basis. Here's what I want to do, but here's what I know God wants in this situation. And they're not agreeing with each other. And am I going to respond by seeking first the kingdom of God and His righteousness? I trust tonight that this principle will be a help to you in the days ahead as you make decisions, as you try to determine what God wants you to do in the decisions of your life. Consider the principle of priority and seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness.